Hello, hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of The Business Core, the building foundation of any business. I'm Simon, and I am your business builder, and today's topic I want to talk about is that bootstrap financing. You may want to start a business, but you don't have enough money to do so. So you ask yourself, are you out of luck? Well, the answer to that is no. Actually, it is safe to say that most businesses start with less than an optimal funding. According to the SBA, the Small Business Administration, 60% of all new businesses begin undercapitalized startup. So you're in good company right now. And that's one of the reasons that most businesses fail within the first 5 years because they're undercapitalized. But it's okay, because I'm going to give you a couple of rules for bootstrapping a business. If you're going to bootstrap a business, there are some rules to the road that you should know. As you go about getting the money you need to get started, it will help you enormously to keep these rules that I'm about to lay out in mind. Rule number one, you do not need a fortune to get started. It would be great if you had enough money, but just because you don't, it doesn't mean that you can't start a business. Here's an example. Real estate is a good example of this principle. By using 3% FHA loan, you could buy a $100,000 duplex home with a $3,000 down payment. That's pretty darn close to nothing. Even without 97% of the money needed, you still could start a real estate business. Rule number two, not all debt is bad debt. This is adjacent to rule number one. If you don't have enough money, then it is possible that you may have to incur debt to get going. But not all debt is bad debt. Some debt is good debt when it enables you to get ahead in life, to start a business, to buy a home, finance college, etc. Most millionaires start out deeply in debt to finance their dreams. It is ideal. Of course not. Is it ideal? But of course not. But if you can take some debt and see a way to pay it back through a business, it's not a bad option. Rule three, be frugal. As an employee, you can waste supplies, make long distance calls, use FedEx, make too many copies, and spend your management budget without a second thought. But as a business person on a budget, you will have to learn to be lean and mean. Rule number four, invest only in your best ideas. Remember that no business survives unless it is serving a market need. You may have many ideas, but faced with less money than ideals, you cannot afford to make mistakes, and you must invest your time, money, and energy in only the best, most profitable ideas. Rule number five, do what it takes. If you only are going to have 25% of the money that you need to start, then you must be willing to put in the other 75% in the form of time and effort. You will have to work harder and smarter than your competitors. You will have to be willing to go the extra mile as a bootstrapper. Remember, you're the boss. You're going to have to put in more time than anybody else. Rule six, look big. You may be starting a business out of your garage with no funds, but no one needs to know that. You may be starting it out of your room or out of your home or somewhere in your house, but no one needs to know that. It is critical to your success that you project the image of a big professional business. Until that business does get big and have some money, remember these two words, fake it. Rule seven, be creative. No money to hire a great web designer? That's okay, you better buy a book and learn how to web design yourself. Another option, barter. Another option, hire a student. As a bootstrapper, you have to constantly be on guard for new ideas and new ways to bring in a buck. Rule eight, you gotta believe. Northwestern University conducted a study of successful shoestring entrepreneurs and discovered that they typically never owned a business before, had no business education, and of course didn't have enough money to start, but did anyway. In short, they didn't know enough to be afraid. Nine, have a passion. When you work harder and you focus in on something, you become consumed by it. It becomes a passion. So you gotta work hard, have a passion, get focused in on it, and that will create your passion. You got to have a passion, a determination. Rule 10, if you take care of your customers will definitely take care of you. One of the best ways to be the best is to offer personal, superior service to your customers. I'm Simon, and I am your business builder.